Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. It's Wednesday, so today's the day that we try to make sense of the Bible reading we read yesterday. And in fact, today we're actually going to add a little bit more to the story, because yesterday we saw a story where Paul and some other Christians had come to the town of Ephesus, and somebody there named Demetrius seems to have understood something important about Christianity. It impacts everything about a person's life. And he saw that if Christianity took hold in his community, if enough people became Christians, they'd stop buying the silver idols that he used to make to the god Artemis, their local god. There was a local temple to Diana or Artemis there. It was one of the seven wonders of the world. So this was a big business in his town. And if enough people became Christians, he was concerned that his big business would be small business or maybe nothing at all. And so he whipped up a crowd who basically had a riot over this. And it seems to be going out of control where we left off yesterday. Well, the story continues. Here's what happened next. And when the town clerk had quieted the crowd, he said, "Men of Ephesus, who is there who does not know that the city of the Ephesians is temple keeper of the great Artemis and of the sacred stone that fell from the sky? Seeing then that these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rash. For you have brought these men here who are neither sacrilegious nor blasphemers of our goddess. If therefore Demetrius and the craftsmen with him have a complaint against anyone, the courts are open, and there are proconsuls. Let them bring charges against one another. But if you seek anything further, it shall be settled in the regular assembly. For we really are in danger of being charged with rioting today, since there is no cause that we can give to justify this commotion." And when he had said these things, he dismissed the assembly. So I asked you yesterday how this situation might possibly get resolved, and here we see one of those possibilities coming true. A local official, not a Christian, a town clerk, steps in and tries to reason with people who so far haven't been very reasonable. It probably works because he's not one of them. He's not a Christian. He's not trying to defend Christianity or promote it or anything like that. He's simply trying to promote peace and order in his town. He recognizes the danger of what's happening here. If this riot gets out of control and the Roman authorities need to get involved, these people will be charged because they really don't have a clear crime with which to charge Paul and the other people. They haven't even really had a chance to speak yet. They've just heard about the reputation of Paul and the other Christians, and they're just trying to drive them out of town because they don't like what they've heard. So this town clerk recognizes that that's not reason enough to have a riot. There are no charges that can be laid against these guys, and they're in serious danger of upsetting the Roman overlords. So he manages to quell the riot by saying these things to them, reasoning not by trying to promote Christianity, but rather by promoting peace and order in their society. As a Roman authority, he points out they haven't broken any laws. And as a pagan worshiper of many gods, he also wants to point out that they're not really blaspheming against their goddess, their local goddess of Artemis, or saying anything negative about their goddess really directly. By reputation, of course, they might. We've heard that Paul has been preaching that gods made with human hands aren't really gods. That is a true part of his message. However, that's not what he said in Ephesus. He hasn't said anything. And so this town clerk points out, yes, there's a legal problem here, and there's also a problem of he hasn't actually said anything against our religion yet. As a worshiper of many gods, this town clerk may well just think that, you know what, they're here to preach about a couple more gods, and what's a couple more to add to our pantheon of gods? There might not be much of a threat here for him, because what's a couple more gods? Of course, that's not what Paul's trying to do. Paul, of course, preaches about a god to replace all those gods, but again, he hasn't had a chance to say that yet. So the town clerk, knowingly or not, protects Paul and allows him to share that message for another day. And he reasons as well from the prophet perspective that, of course, is the biggest concern to Demetrius and the other silversmiths. And he says, you know what, again, if we're just adding gods, if he's not blaspheming our goddess, and if he's not, you know, speaking directly against her, then as far as this town clerk thinks, he's just adding gods. And so what's a couple more little gods to add when here we are in the town of Ephesus with the temple to Artemis? This is big trade. This is big business. There doesn't seem to be a threat here. If it's just a couple more gods, it's not going to really impact the bottom line of all these silver idol makers for Artemis. And he also says that if they're going to keep rioting, there's going to be a problem with the Roman courts, and they would be better if they have real charges against these guys to lay them at some of the local level courts that there are. There are ways to resolve these disputes, not riots. So, thanks to this town clerk, Paul's been saved from yet another riot and has another opportunity to speak about Jesus again. But for now, I want you to just think about a question and discuss it, and tomorrow we'll look at how this has implications for our lives today. But here's your question to discuss. Why was this course of action effective? Do you think it would have been effective if this was really a religious dispute and not financially motivated? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.